3D radiative transfer kilonova modeling for binary neutron star merger simulations by Christine E. Collins et al. The detection of GW170817 and the accompanying electromagnetic counterpart at 2017 GFO have provided an important set of observational constraints for theoretical models of neutron star mergers, nucleosynthesis, and radiative transfer for kilonovae. We apply the 3D Monte Carlo radiative transfer code ARTIS to produce synthetic light curves of the dynamical ejector from a neutron star merger, which has been modeled with 3D smooth particle hydrodynamics (SPH) and included neutrino interactions. Nucleosynthesis calculations provide the energy released from radioactive decays of R-process nuclei, and radiation transport is performed using gray opacities given as functions of the electron fraction. We present line-of-sight-dependent bolometric light curves, and find the emission along polar lines of sight to be up to a factor of 2 brighter than along equatorial lines of sight. Instead of a distinct emission peak, our bolometric light curve exhibits a monotonic decline, characterized by a shoulder at the time when the bulk ejector becomes optically thin. We show approximate band light curves based on radiation temperatures and compare these to the observations of at 2017 GFO. We find that the rapidly declining temperatures lead to a blue to red color evolution similar to that shown by at 2017 GFO. We also investigate the impact of an additional, spherically symmetric secular ejector component, and we find that the early light curve remains nearly unaffected, while after about 1 day the emission is strongly enhanced and dominated by the secular ejector, leading to the shift of the shoulder from 1 to 2 to 6 to 10 days. This was 3D radiative transfer kilonova modeling for binary neutron star merger simulations by Christine E. Collins et al.